Worldview Radio and WVW-TV is made possible because of listeners like you. Thank you so much for your tax-deductible contribution that you can make at WVWFoundation.com. That's WVWFoundation.com or by calling 901-825-0652. That's 901-825-0652. You can also send your tax-deductible contribution via check to WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. That's again, WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. Thank you for helping make possible Worldview Radio and WVW-TV broadcasts.
Faith, spiritual values, moral issues, government, economy, education, work, responsibility. What we think about these depends on our worldview. Now, VCY America presents Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House.
All right, welcome. We're going to be joined by Aaron from Israel, live from Israel. The ceasefire is over. And the rockets are flying again. So we're going to be joined by Aaron from Israel. Dr. Andy Woods will join us also with a Middle East Bible prophecy update. So lots to get to. Let's go right away to Israel. Aaron, our reporter, lighttothenationsministry.com. We now are getting reports, by the way, that there have been five Israeli soldiers that have been injured in a mortar attack. So there's that, and there's a lot of other things going on. A lot of propaganda videos by Hamas making the hostages wave goodbye, doing high five, making them talk about how they were treated so well, and to talk about the food and how wonderful it was. And all of this, of course, was propaganda. They wanted to get released, and so they were scared, obviously. I mean, you would be too. And so they said whatever they needed to say. But now they're back and they're talking. I don't know if you guys have seen the footage of them high-fiving with the Hamas terrorist and them, good luck to you, good luck to you. And like they were just over, you know, having a nice little buffet and nice meal together and little, maybe playing a little checkers or something. I mean, this is ridiculous. And even while we're on the air, four more rockets have gone off on my Red Alert app. So the footage coming out of the Middle East with these Hamas terrorists trying to act like they're friends with these people, when these are the people they dragged across the border, held underground and tortured, and then, of course, made them watch as many of their relatives and friends were raped and murdered and burned alive, and then want to high-five them and tell them good luck and act like they're friends. And yet, much of the world is buying this. There are actual reports in the media where there are journalists, so-called, talking about how these hostages, the Israeli hostages, were actually treated very well. This is, my friends, what we have to deal with. We not only have Romans 1 fools in government, we have a Romans 1 fool, complete, corrupt, perverted old man in the White House, disgusting individual, Romans 1 reprobate, dark and hearted, suppressing the truth and unrighteousness, Romans 1. We've got the same thing going over in the Senate. We got Mitch McConnell, who is a dark and hearted Romans 1 character. We have him, of course, with Mitch McConnell, not only Mitch McConnell, Chuck Schumer. I mean, we could just keep going down the line. This country is drowning with people in key positions that are what the Bible describes as people who suppress the truth and unrighteousness and are wicked to the core. So it's not just the journalist. It goes all the way up the line. And then here we are, left to try to fend for ourselves as a people. And that's what it's come down to, folks. We, the people. Because the institutions, they have done a long march through the institutions. They have destroyed the institutions. We don't have time to get into it today. But the banking sector, I mean, I don't know how much to say anymore. Or what to say anymore in regards to trying to show people and get people to wake up. And not that I need to wake up this audience. But maybe you join me in the frustration of how it's so hard to wake up so many of your family and friends out of the apathy and the passivity. But I'm telling you right now, folks, our banking system is in massive, massive trouble. And you just wait to watch what unfolds in 2024 in so many areas, including banking. And when you have the feds launching FedNow, they launched it this last summer, as we told you last fall they would. And all of us are eventually going to have a Federal Reserve account. And you're going to have the Federal Reserve in charge of full monetary policy. Your local banks will just be subservient to the feds and doing the paperwork and pushing the paperwork for the feds. Do you know what we're talking about here, right? We're talking about the nationalizing of our banks. You see, we are like frogs being boiled in a pot, and we don't realize the pot is now boiling because it's been turned up so slowly. Most Americans are so oblivious because we have been conditioned with the long march through the institutions. Remember the Fabian Socialists? For a while, their logo was a turtle. Their logo was a turtle. They would do it so slowly that most Americans would become accustomed and used to it and maybe not even recognize it. But when you have FedNow, the Federal Reserve creating the FedNow program, which eventually all of us will have to have a Federal Reserve account, and you're having all of your banks fold into the Federal Reserve. And there are about 12 banks that run the feds, but you may only end up with one or two or three of these banks. You may end up only with one, but you may end up with just two or three of these banks surviving. But let's say it's all 12. Let's say all 12 survive, and that's it. Those are your banks as they swallow up all these other banks that are in liquidity crisis and failing. What do you have when you have all of your banks being run by a small group of people through the Federal Reserve? That is called nationalizing your banks. And you know what you call that? Marxism. Marxism. Or you could call it communism light. Big government, big business merging together. So we are in a serious spot, no doubt about it, with the darkened-hearted fools that have led us to this point. Well, even while I was just talking, we've gone from 4 rockets to 8 rockets firing off into Israel. Joining me now is Aaron. Aaron, welcome to the broadcast. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, Brandon. Great to be with you. Thank you for having me.
No, thank you for being on. Where are you standing tonight, my friend?
So I'm standing in a city called Zichron Yaakov, and this is not far from the Mediterranean coast and not far from Haifa. So I'm probably about an hour from the Lebanese border where I am, and not too far from Samaria as well. So kind of in the middle of a number of different fronts here. It's Shabbat, Friday night, and it should be a nice, quiet, peaceful night. But as you've just referred to, it's not. The rockets have started, and the ceasefire is definitely over.
Yeah, definitely over, and we just got another rocket notification. Sapri College, where is that? Gavim Sapir College, where is that? I'm sure I'm not saying that right. Where is that?
Sapir College?
Yeah.
Yes. That is in the Galilee, I believe.
Well, that's where another rocket just went to.
Yeah. Well, right now we're getting hit on 2 major fronts. We're getting hit from the Gaza border. And I've just had some updates in Judea and Samaria. A number of missiles and rockets and firing has started there. It's really getting hot in that area as well, Judea and Samaria.
I just got a text from General Flynn, literally right now, 107. He just sent me over, I guess, Blinken, Secretary of State, to Benjamin Netanyahu. General Michael Flynn is just texting this to me right now. After the quote, this is the Secretary of State of America to Benjamin Netanyahu. Quote, after the war is over, we want the Palestinian Authority in Gaza, end quote. BB to Blinken. Quote, as long as I'm prime minister, they will never step a foot into Gaza, end quote. Can you believe this? Can you believe this?
You know, we've talked about this before, Brennan. The Biden administration have allowed certain people into their cabinet, including people on the national security who are advisors and they are pro-Palestinian. They are Hamas-affiliated people on President Biden's national security. They are the advisors. I tremble at the thought of what may happen, what may be allowed to let into the United States, let alone what's going on here. But they are under pressure from these people. They are under pressure from Democrats who are pro-Palestinian, and they have to make these kind of comments. And it surprises me, because 2 days after October 7th, Anthony Blinken came to Israel, and I reported on that. And I mentioned,
I didn't know
that his grandmother was a Holocaust survivor. And when he gave his speech to the Knesset, he took this very, very personally, this attack on October the 7th. He saw, he heard, and so now what a turnaround. It is quite shocking and remarkable, to say the least.
Yeah, absolutely it is. Let's go to worldviewreport.com. Let me bring it up here, folks. This is the daily aggregated news site, and I am constantly putting up, well, you guys need to come check that out then. I'm constantly putting up articles, brand new articles on this. And I mean, even minutes before going on the air, I'm putting up articles. Please, public concern grows over Itamar Ben-Gurion's policy of arming citizens. You know, I don't know what's going on here, but something needs to take place in Israel. There needs to be an education, because the public concern is growing that you guys are arming citizens, and people are all worried about that. You know, it's time to put on your big boy outfit, folks over there in Israel that aren't. They just slaughtered and murdered a bunch of your people. What do you not understand? You know, I guess for some people, liberalism is indeed a mental disorder. But we do have another one. National Security Minister Ben-Gurion praises the soldiers. Oh, wait a minute. And the civilians. The civilians who neutralized the terrorist. I think this was at the bus stop the other day, and a civilian was involved. But yet you got liberals over there in Israel that are all worried because you might be arming some civilians. You know, we have those same kind of people here in America. We have those same kind of people in America that don't want the civilians to have guns, and yet over and over and over again, it is civilians that step up and stop mass murders from happening. And here is your leader over there, your secretary, national security minister, saying, look, the police and soldiers can't be everywhere. And you just had civilians stop the terrorist who ended up killing, I think, three people, including a rabbi and a pregnant lady. And this has happened in the last couple of days, when there's supposed to be a ceasefire going on.
You know, Brennan, when you come out, as Itamar Ben-Gurion has, and make statements like he does, people think that he's a warmonger, that he is arrogant. It's not arrogance. It's being practical, it's being smart, it's being wise, and it's not being stupid. Golda Meir said, I would rather the whole world hate us and we be alive than the whole world love us and we be dead. And
yes,
that's what we're facing. This is exactly what Ben-Gurion is doing. Now, Ben-Gurion, he is the extreme right. And of course, you know, there are concerns with our extreme right wingers, but he is being practical, and he's basically saying, we have got to arm ourselves. And Brandon, let me tell you that from the reports that I'm hearing, not just on the Gaza border, not just on the Lebanese border, not just on the Jordanian border, which is on our east, but Judea and Samaria, which is politically called the West Bank, it is ready to explode. And we are very concerned about that front as well.
Well, you should be. Here's an article at worldviewreport.com. Hamas has no regrets over October 7th. Quote, war of liberation, end quote, is coming, says an official. Sinwar says October 7th was just a rehearsal. So let's have you comment on some of this. We'll be joined also by Andy Woods today. He's going to have to join us by phone as his internet is out. So he'll join us as well. And we'll get some response from Dr. Woods and from Aaron live on the ground. Aaron is in Israel as the ceasefire is over.
Hello, I'm Brandon House. As you know, our network is able to produce free radio and television shows really through two different ways. One is through those that support our foundation at WVWFoundation.com. The other one is through sponsors. When we have our sponsors that you support, that allows us to keep producing radio and television. Well, my wife came to me recently and said I've been using a collagen. It's a collagen that also includes other key ingredients like cat's claw and zinc and other things that decrease inflammation. She studied it, she tried it, and she said, I've seen great improvements, not only in my energy level, but Brandon, as you know, I've been having trouble with my sciatic nerve for about 28 years since our first child. And she said, and that pain is now gone. I don't think about it like I used to on a daily basis. I've seen tremendous results from this product. I think you should have them as a corporate sponsor of your broadcast. I said, why don't you go set that up? Well, she did. And we are pleased to announce Bella Grace is now a sponsor. This very important collagen mixed with other very important ingredients. You can find all the details at melissahouse.bellagraceglobal.com. That's melissahouse.bellagraceglobal.com. I'll say it one more time. Melissa House, that's Melissa and then H-O-W-S-E, melissahouse.bellagraceglobal.com. There you'll not only find amazing testimonials, but nearly 80 clinical reviews, clinical trials. In fact, on television, I have interviewed a few medical doctors who speak about this product that they use and offer to their patients. So the proof is in the pudding. I am now on it, and yes, I've seen a difference. And I hope you will check it out. melissahouse.bellagraceglobal.com. She went and set it up, so they set up the URL with her name so they can track and give our organization credit. So if you appreciate the work of my wife and I and Worldview Weekend, Worldview Weekend Broadcast Network, we appreciate your trying this new sponsor's product that we believe in. melissahouse.bellagraceglobal.com. This product has not been approved or evaluated by the FDA, is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us, Worldview Radio. Our website, worldviewradio.com. I got very poor internet in the studio today, as I was just complaining to the guys about that. I don't know why, because I have, like, fiber. It shouldn't be poor. We have 500 up, 500 down, and we're about to get 1,000 up, 1,000 down. Can you believe that? That means nothing to some of you. It really means nothing to me either. I'm just told that's fast. Anyway, all right. It's fast, but it doesn't work sometimes, which I don't understand. Because they told us, everybody, fiber, that never goes down. Never? Do you really want to use that word? All right, joining me now is Aaron live from Israel, and we're going to be joined now also by Dr. Andy Woods. Dr. Woods, welcome to the broadcast. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, Brandon, good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Dr. Woods, we're joined by Aaron live on the ground in Israel. As you know, the ceasefire is over. Rockets are flying today into Israel. We have reports of five soldiers in Israel that have been injured by mortars landing in southern Israel. We also, Aaron, I want to go back to the fact that Hamas says they have no regrets over October 7th. Of course they don't. And they're saying that, quote, war of liberation is coming, end quote. They also have said that what they did on October 7th is a dress rehearsal. October 7th was a dress rehearsal, says Sinwar, the head of Hamas. It was a dress rehearsal, so they're not sorry at all, are they? I mean, this is, we knew they weren't, but this is what you talked about before the break. There's something else coming, and this, I'm afraid,
yeah.
I'm thankful for the return of the hostages. And
yes,
the pictures
absolutely
are moving, and they're compelling, and they're tear-jerking, and I'm so thankful to see those hostages back in the homes of their family members and loved ones. I pray for it. I'm concerned about the many that are not home, but there are consequences when you trade three terrorists for every one Israeli, and I am concerned what were they allowed to do and prepare for that will be the loss of so many lives greater than what was returned. Am I the only one thinking this way?
No, you're not. And what's interesting is today, the report is that our Air Force have targeted 300 targets in Gaza. And my guess is that the ceasefire was going on, even though part of the ceasefire deal was that we were not allowed to use air, drones, or surveillance, I'm sure that we had a few guys working here and there, and they picked up some military intelligence about what was going on. The fact that we precisely hit 300 targets just in this day, that says a lot. But let me just say one thing about what you were talking about, that these Hamas Nikim are asking for total liberation. A report came out today, a really interesting one. On October the 7th, a lot of those Hamas terrorists that went in, they were videoing themselves. I think pretty much most of the world have seen that.
Yes.
And what they came out with on those videos is when the Hamas people came in and they saw and they attacked and they did these atrocities, the words that came out of their mouths was not free Palestine. Instead, it was Allah Akbar. Akbar, which means God is great. And so our analysts were saying that Hamas, they are not interested in freeing Palestine. That is not on their agenda. What is on their agenda is a bigger, greater vision. And that is the vision for Islam. This is not a Palestinian thing. This is an Islamic global vision.
Absolutely, because I believe Allah Akbar actually means our God is greater. In other words, our God is greater than your God, which is very interesting because that actually shows that they don't believe that Christians and Jews worship the same God as they do, as they lie to us through Takiya and convince people like James White and others to sit in interfaith dialogue with Jew-hating, Holocaust-denying, Hitler-defending, jihadi-preaching imams and sign the Yale document, as Rick Warren and others have, the Yale document, a common word, because don't you know we all worship the same God? No, we don't. We know that for many reasons, but even the fact that they say Allah Akbar, which I'm told by Usama Dakdak, who speaks Arabic, that the real translation is our God is greater. Oh, wait a minute. You're admitting we don't worship the same God. So at least thank you for admitting that.
Yeah, very, very good point. Absolutely. And of course, a lot of people don't know this, but true Islam teaches that the one true monotheistic God began with the Jews. They admit that, but the Jews failed. And then he turned to the Christians, and then the Christians failed. And so he turned to a shepherd boy called Muhammad and gave him all these revelations. And of course, now he is the final great prophet. That's what they believe, that the Jews and the Christians, they had their chances, they failed, and now Islam is the way.
Mm. Dr. Woods, you want to weigh in here, please? Dr. Woods?
Well, you know, if I could just add one little thing. I mean, this issue that we've been watching since October the 7th, it's far bigger than Gaza. This is dealing with the world conquest ideology of Islam. You know, Islam, just like Marxism, is a world conquest ideology. And Israel just happens to be in the way as a little Satan. But eventually the war is going to move our direction to the great Satan or the big Satan. And that's really what's at stake here. And people need to look at it in those terms. Don't look at this as some little conflict as an American that is happening in some remote part of the world. I mean, this is a world conquest ideology. And what's being played out now concerning Gaza and Israel is, I would put it this way, coming to a theater near you.
Yeah. And Aaron, we're hearing that we've talked about this, I think, with you before. Israel is telling, look, we're going to track Hamas leaders down all over the world. Well, I look forward to the day we can start reading of many of them dead in the U.S. because you can't swing a dead pig without hitting one here in America.
Well, yes, our Prime Minister made it very clear that Hamas leaders are dead men walking, and the Mossad have been given authority and the green light to go after Hamas leaders. Similar to what happened after the 1972 Olympic Munich disaster, when the 11 Israeli athletes were murdered, brutally murdered, by the Palestinian Liberation Organization. Golda Meir called in the Mossad and gave them the long arm of the law. That is what they were called. And so the same situation has been given, the same privilege has been given. And this is to snuff out the evil and the dangers and the threats, not just in Israel, as Andy was saying. This is a global war, and the world better wake up.
Yeah. And, you know, we talk about the Holocaust and the anti-Semitism and all that's going on, but the anti-Christianity, you know, last time maybe they were more after the Jews than they were the Christians, although there was 6 million Jews murdered, 5 million non-Jews. And, of course, we do have many Christians that were sent to camps, like the Corrie Ten Boom and her family members. But this time it seems, Aaron, that they're really going to go after the Zionist and the Christian Zionist. So not just the Jews, but also the Christians. And I don't know if you're following what's going on here in America, but here in America, our FBI is doubling down. They're saying that if you are a conservative, a Christian, that if you support Donald Trump, they're now tracking you. They're following you. They've been combing through the social media. It's now come out in the records here in Congress that if you tweeted Donald Trump, if you retweeted Donald Trump, the FBI was digging through all things related to you. We now are told that the federal government has been following anyone that flew into Washington, D.C. on January 6th. So they're not worried about the millions of illegals pouring over the border, many of them being jihadis. They are now tracking and following anyone that flew into Washington, D.C. on the day of January 6th, even if they didn't go to the Capitol. It seems as though we're entering a police state in America, and now we have a court ruling. Outrage. Court ruling allows state to seize citizens for indefinite quarantine and isolation. Due process no more. This is an article at the Western Journal. You want to comment on this, Dr. Woods? Because we talk about the history repeating itself, hauling people off to camps. This is the scenario, I think, is already being set up for it not just to be going after Jews, but Christians, conservatives. And taking them to camps. I mean, what do you say, Dr. Woods?
Well, yeah, that article, one other quick one before I comment on that one, is there was an article that came out related to, I think his last name is Hayden. He's our former director of the CIA, and he put up a tweet over Thanksgiving weekend, and it basically had a picture of a pretty much someone that's known to be a convicted Hamas terrorist. And he juxtaposed that with a picture of a patriotic Christian Second Amendment Trump supporter. And he put over the tweet, you know, as a text, there's really no difference between these two at all. the deep state, a pretext to look at Christians and patriots, you know, the same way that you would look at a terrorist. And they're capitalizing on what has happened since October the 7th, the world being afraid now of terrorism, and they're basically saying, you know, Christian fundamentalism is just as dangerous as is Islamic fundamentalism. And let me just correct the record for people that think that way, okay? When a Muslim flies a plane into a building, okay, they are obeying their holy book. When a Christian does the same thing, they are disobeying their holy book, because the Bible teaches over and over again, love your enemies, you know, pray for your persecutors, etc. So I can guarantee you on a dark night when you're by yourself in your car and you're unarmed, you're much better off running into a Christian fundamentalist that thinks turn the other cheek than a Islamic fundamentalist that thinks the exact opposite. And so I just want to make the record clear, c- because this tweet by Hayden, I think his last name is, you know, was muddying the waters. But to the article you were talking about, Brandon, that comes out of the state of New York, and it relates to the pandemic. And even though the pandemic is gone, although it might be resurfacing, you know, from China, although the pandemic is gone, it's a state law that allows, signed into law by Hochul, the governor of New York. It basically allows anyone that the government thinks needs to be detained for purposes of health, they can be detained. They can be detained, they can be imprisoned, they can be incarcerated without due process. And a lower court determined in the state of New York that this law was unconstitutional, and then it went up to a higher court on appeal, and the higher court upheld it on the grounds that the people challenging it, some members of the New York state legislature, some Republicans, some conservatives, lack standing. That's just a procedural gimmick.
Hold right there. Hold right there. We don't want you to run out. I can barely hear that music. I just...
Okay.
Fortunate to even hear it. Hold, we'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Brandon House, and we are coming to the end of 2023, which means the end of the year giving is such a big part of our budgets for the next year, 2024. So please consider going right now to WVWFoundation.com and making a contribution of any amount. That's WVWFoundation.com. You will also find our mailing address there, which is WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. Again, that's P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, 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 Tennessee 38027. You can also call during normal business hours, 901-610-3186, and make a contribution over the phone. That's 901-610-3186. Again, 901-610-3186. Thank you for supporting the WVW Foundation so we can continue to push out Christian worldview programming free of charge as a ministry of WVW Broadcast Network and WVW Foundation. WVWFoundation.com. Thank you.
All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us, Worldview Radio. Our website, worldviewradio.com. Coming this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, that's tomorrow. Saturday and Sunday, we're doing 2 days of celebrating the 30th anniversary of Worldview Weekend. Started in February of 1993. My wife and I started those with our first Worldview Weekend in downtown Minneapolis, 80 below with wind chill. And then we went on to hold those in over 300 locations around America. And in 2006, we gave birth to WVW Broadcast Network that includes Worldview Radio, Worldview Tube, and all the other things that we've been doing from a media standpoint, particularly with the new digital media. And so we have a lot to be thankful for that the Lord has allowed us to do and accomplish. The people he's allowed us to providentially meet, like Aaron in Israel, Dr. Woods in Houston, Texas. And so Annie Cyrus will be in studio. Leo Holman will be in studio. We're going to have a lot of first-time programs. We'll be live and then bringing you first-time programs like some of the keynote presentations from the Ozark Conference we filmed with multiple cameras a few weeks ago that we have not shown you that we will be bringing to you. A couple brand new house-to-house programs with my wife, decor, cooking, home decor, hosting, hospitality. A lot of great stuff this weekend. Hope you can join us. Starts at 10 a.m. Central Time Saturday morning, tomorrow morning. 10 a.m. It starts 10 a.m. on Saturday morning, 10 a.m. on Sunday morning, and we're going to have some preaching with Dr. Woods on Sunday morning. For those of you that are shut-ins or are in a situation where you can't go to church, we'll have preaching on Sunday morning with Dr. Woods, his presentation from the Ozarks, and then, of course, we will have some programming going into the afternoon and the evening, and a lot of it, of course, will be put up and on demand at worldviewtube.com later. But we'd love to have you join us live if you can, and we will open the phone lines and love to hear from you about how this organization and ministry has impacted you and your family. All that starts tomorrow, 10 a.m. Central Time, Saturday morning, worldviewtube.com. celebrating 30 years. Joining me is Dr. Andy Woods of AndyWoodsMinistries.org and Aaron Live in Israel, LightToTheNationsMinistry.com. Dr. Woods, I'm sorry we had to cut you off there. The computer would have taken it away. Do you want to finish your comment?
Yeah, well, I was just kind of explaining the state of that law in New York that was just upheld. You know, it relates to the ability of the state of New York to detain anybody that they suspect needs to be detained for health purposes in case of a future pandemic. So the language is very, you know, broad, and the detaining can occur without due process. It can occur indefinitely. And it's sort of like what the Patriot Act, you know, has allowed the government to do relative to the J6 protesters. You know, their constitutional rights for the past 4 years have been in a state of suspension, and now this is what the state of New York is able to do because you have a higher court that just upheld the law that was knocked down by a lower court, and their reason for it was not the merits constitutionally, but it had to do with the lack of standing. They said the people challenging the law hadn't been thrown in jail themselves. They're just conservative members of the New York legislature. And so they lack standing, and so there it is in the state of New York, a constitutionally upheld law allowing the government this awesome power. So you put that together with the tweet I was trying to explain a little earlier from the former director of the CIA, where he is basically drawing a moral equivalence argument on his Twitter feed between Christian fundamentalism and Islamic fundamentalism, and the pretext, I believe, is set for the persecution of Christians here in North America.
Yeah, indeed. What are your thoughts on what you're hearing from Dr. Woods when we talk about the comparisons between Nazi Germany, the persecution of Jews, and now this time it's going to be, they're really coming after Christians and Jews that are real Zionists. Now, we obviously want to clarify, we have some so-called Christians that are not Christians. The Bible has different names for them. And we also have some Jews that you really wouldn't know they were Jewish, lest we forget there were Jews that were loading Jews onto the trains, right, Aaron?
Yeah, exactly, Brandon. I agree. It's a really interesting comparison because the word Nazi is from the word nationalist. And the Nazis had a belief in what is known as the Aryan race. They tried to create a pure race. They tried to get rid of the Jews. They tried to get rid of the homosexuals. They tried to get rid of the gypsies. And they wanted this blonde-haired, blue-eyed, perfect race. Now, you were mentioning earlier, Brandon, that the Arabic phrase, Allah Akbar, doesn't just mean God is great, but he is the greatest. And what's interesting about Islam, they believe, and a lot of people don't understand this, they believe that the Islamic world or civilization is the best world to be. And that is what they're aspiring to. They want everyone to join in that world. Sadly, they don't use much love. Some people do, but they will use force. But the goal is that, or rather behind the goal, is the belief that Islam is the better civilization and the better world. And let's face it, when you look at some of our Western world civilizations and democracies, the way democracy is going, same-sex marriage, changing your gender and all of that, you don't blame them for looking at the world that we live in and trashing it, because a lot of it is trashy. But this is something that really needs to be understood, that they believe that their civilization and world is the best and the better world, and they're very aggressive about it. So when you compare that to the Nazi world, where they wanted a pure Aryan race, there's a lot of similarities, and they will do anything and use any means to go about that. But here's the thing. We talked about that phrase, Allah Akbar, God is the greatest. Well, we've forgotten that actually our God is the greatest. And right now, we're not really seeing him move in the way that maybe we would like him to, but no question about it. He is going to get the glory. He will be glorified. And it's just interesting that he's choosing this little piece of land here in the Middle East and a little group of stiff-necked people. That's what he calls us, stiff-necked. He's going to be glorified through us and through this land in some way or another. It's going to happen. Amen.
And amen. Dr. Woods and Andy, or Aaron, you probably already know this, but I want you to comment on this as well. But Dr. Woods, Israel recalls the ambassador of South Africa as they vote to shut down the Israeli embassy. You know, we not only have South Africa full of Marxists, absolutely full of Marxists. I mean, and so much of the way that South Africa is going, we've been warning America is going with the Mandela movement, who's someone they should have executed for the murderer and terrorist that he was. But again, they thought they could make peace and kumbaya, we all love each other. And how's that worked out? Not well at all. That whole Mandela movement is coming to America big time. Reparations, killing the whites, everybody that's a Christian or capitalist is a white supremacist, stealing their farmland, torturing them, murdering them on camera. All of that going on in South Africa, it's already started here in America, but it was going on there first, same ideology. Now it's coming here and is here. And we see many from South Africa and other parts of Africa that are also very communist and Christian hating are pouring. Oh, and by the way, Alex Newman, being raised over there, says they were brainwashed in the schools to hate Christians and conservatives and hate America. They're pouring over our borders. And now we find out that not only are they Christian haters, they're Jew haters. Dr. Woods.
Yeah, well, you know, Aaron brought up the glory of God, you know, that God has chosen that chunk of real estate, you know, in the Middle East that he bequeathed to the physical descendants of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob to glorify himself. I mean, you'll see that clearly in the 39th, you know, chapter of the book of Ezekiel concerning the infamous coming God versus Gog, Magog war, rather. But another prophecy that's totally in play right now is Zechariah 12 and verse 3, where Zechariah indicates that Jerusalem would become a burdensome stone that would cause all the nations to reel. And the interesting thing about that prophecy is the word all. All the nations are going to come against the Jewish nation in the last days. And for a long time, I've always wondered how that could happen. And since the events of October the 7th, I don't really have to wonder anymore. I see nation after nation turning against Israel. I see it happening in our own administration. I see it happening in our own university campuses. And that's why I thought this article that you cited a couple of moments ago, Brandon, about the Israel recalls ambassador as South Africa votes to shut down Israeli embassy. I mean, you take your embassy out of a country, and basically what you're saying is we no longer have common ties or a common bond, and there's really no longer peace between my nation and your nation. And so South Africa wants to take their embassy out of Israel. That is largely, and as more nations follow this pattern, that's an outworking of exactly what the prophet Zechariah predicted in chapter 12, verse 3, 500 years before Jesus ever showed up in his first coming. So we are literally living in prophetic times, messianic times, and eschatological times.
Here's an opportunity for you guys to talk to Aaron live on the ground in Israel and Dr. Woods as well. The phone lines here are now open, 1-800-347-9829, 1-800-347-9829. Again, 1-800-347-9829. While we wait for folks to gather on the phone and talk to both Dr. Woods and Aaron, Aaron, I want to come back to you one more time here on anything that you want to warn us about. But maybe you could answer the question for me. How concerned are you guys about a repeat of October 7th coming out of what is derogatorily called the West Bank? I was reading a report the other day that there are folks on social media warning Israel about what looks like really, really some kind of massive buildup in the West Bank. And people that are, I guess, now watching this stuff with satellites that are available and other things, the citizens around the world are warning the Israeli government. I think you might have another October 7th event being prepared and planned, and trucks and everything gathering and parked, and they're telling them where. Are you reading any of these reports that I'm reading?
Oh, absolutely. This is why our internal security, Itamar Ben-Gvir, who you quoted earlier, is telling the public to go out and get a weapon. Load yourself. Prepare yourself. Listen, right now, there are also major concerns about our current government and the military. The decisions that they're making, which, of course, was the ceasefire. Should it have happened? Should it not have happened? It's done. It has happened. We've got our abductees back. But we are very, very concerned. But we've got no one else to trust apart from our military and our government. So it is very concerning.
All right, let's pick it up there when we come back. 1-800-347-9829. 1-800-347-9829. It seems from the reports I'm reading that some of the citizens of the world that are watching this buildup they see in the West Bank fear that the Israeli government isn't taking it seriously. I want to ask Aaron about that very, very quickly when we come back, and then go to your phone calls. 1-800-347-9829. There is so much going on in the world of finances, not to mention every other area of influence in our world today. But there's so much going on in the area of finances, with central bank digital currencies, inflation moving to hyperinflation, a global currency that's coming, the mark of the beast technology that's ever expanding, bank failures, liquidity crisis with our banks, and so much more. It's so important to understand the times and to wisely make decisions for your family that we've decided to start and launch a new financial news channel. We've been working on this for several months with our friends at Swiss America, and it's taken me about 8 months to put it all together, and we finally have launched it. It's called SwissAmericaTV.com, SwissAmericaTV.com. You will find all kinds of free radio shows, TV shows, and articles there for free to help you try to understand the financial landscape and know how your family should respond. Again, that new financial 24/7 network with programming on demand is SwissAmericaTV.com, SwissAmericaTV.com. Please tell your family and friends about it. Put it out there. Let folks know about Swiss America TV. The programs are on demand. They're free of charge. They're cutting edge. And there's also articles. I'm endeavoring to put out two or three articles a week, and you'll find just on finances. And you'll find them over there at SwissAmericaTV.com, SwissAmericaTV.com. All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us. 1-800-347-9829. Be sure to stay tuned for Crosstalk coming up at 2 p.m. on the VCY America Radio Network with your host, Jim Schneider, on 100 outlets nationwide. If you're listening on any of the various platforms that pick us up and you're not aware of VCY, you can find their programming and their app and Roku channel and everything. Including their live stream at vcyamerica.org, vcyamerica.org. Jim Schneider and Crosstalk coming up at the top of the hour. Aaron, as I said before the break, I'm reading articles that citizens around the world are warning they see what looks like a buildup in the West Bank for an attack coming. Some of these articles are saying that the Israeli government isn't taking this seriously as they should. What are you hearing?
Yeah, I don't agree with that. Of course we're taking it serious. Of course we are in a state of alert. We're in a state of war. I personally believe, Brennan, our Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, our Chief of Staff, and our Defense Minister, I actually believe, like the whole of the country, I believe they are in a state of trauma and a state shock. I've been watching Benjamin Netanyahu talking since the war began, and he's not the same confident Benjamin Netanyahu that we all know about.
They've rattled his cage. They have rattled his cage, totally. Which is exactly what they wanted him to do. Rattle his cage and get him to second guess everything. That does not make for a good situation for your country.
No, it doesn't. So the accusation that they're not concerned, I don't agree with that. But they're on their back foot, and the word you use, rattled. We are shaken. However, we are fighting. If we go back to before the ceasefire, we were doing a very, very, very successful job. Let's hope. Let's pray that it picks up again. And we do the job thoroughly. Now, lastly on this topic, let me just say, I was talking to a 87-year-old Israeli Jewish man 2 days ago. He told me he fought in the 1954 Sinai War, the 1967 Six-Day War, the 1973 Yom Kippur War. And, you know, he looked me in the eye and he said, Aaron, he said, we'll win this war. We will win. We've got no choice. But he said, we will pay a price. We paid big prices in every war that we fought. And that's the hard news that we got to swallow. This is going to be costly. We don't know what cost, but we pray that it will be as less as possible. But we are up for the fight. And like he said, and I agree with him, we have got no choice. This is a fight for our actual survival.
Let's go to line one, Tanya. Line one in Idaho. Tanya, thanks for calling in today, Tanya.
Oh, hi. God bless you.
Thank you.
I have a question about 2 Samuel chapter 24 and 1 Chronicles chapter 21, where David paid for the threshing floor of Araunah and Ornan, which is on Mount Moriah.
And the question is?
That's the Temple Mount.
Well, I would like clarification on this, on these verses, because that seems to me that David paid for that land.
Okay. So, Dr. Woods, why don't you take that, and then we'll go to Aaron. Dr. Woods?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's one of the great passages that we use to prove that, you know, Israel owns the Temple Mount. And remember, David was not allowed by God to build the temple, because he was a man of war. That privilege went to his son Solomon. I think related to the word Solomon is the word shalom. You know, he was a man of peace. But David laid the groundwork for the construction of the first Jewish temple, the Solomonic temple, that's referenced in 1 Kings chapter 6, verse 1. You know, we believe built in 966 B.C. But David purchased that area from Araunah the Jebusite, Farron Square, setting the stage for what Solomon would build. So all this talk about how Israel doesn't own the land and they don't own the temple, it just goes flatly against what the Bible says over and over again.
Aaron, you want to comment quickly before I go to Arizona and Cindy?
Yeah, in those days, conquering kings, they didn't pay, they took. And I think it's remarkable that David said, I will not take anything that does not cost me. And what a man of character at a time like that. And we're thankful 3,000 years later that we have a written document. We call it the Bible, but it's a written document that he purchased that land. Now, of course, the Muslims, they also claim that David is one of their prophets as well. But he is a Jewish man. He comes from the people of Israel. And so he, out and out, he purchased that land, which, of course, is the Temple Mount.
Arizona, let's go to line four. Cindy, City line four, thanks for calling in, Cindy.
Hi. I don't have a question. I just wanted to thank you and your guests for telling your listeners the truth. Which is more than the mainstream media tells us. We don't hear anything from them or the talking heads. I appreciate you very much.
Wow, that's very kind of you. Thank you, Cindy.
Thank you.
It's nice to be appreciated, isn't it, guys?
Yes, it is.
Everybody likes to be appreciated. Thank you, Cindy. Let's go to
Connie.
Brandon,
can I just say one thing?
Yeah.
You said the mainstream media, that's true. But so-called conservative media will never talk about the things we're talking about right here.
No, and I just read an article that Sean Hannity is really, really big buddies with Newsom. They hit it off. They're great buddies. And I watched a few clips from the debate, so-called debate last night of Newsom and DeSantis. And I think Sean Hannity and Fox News, they prove over and over they are the tool of the deep state. And there's Sean Hannity giving a glowing article about how much he loves Newsom and they're big buddies and they hit it off and that he's just a winsome guy. I'm thinking, wow, I wonder what they got on Sean Hannity, if anything. Let's go to Connie, line two. Connie in Illinois, thanks for calling in, Connie.
Hi, I agree with Cindy. I want to let you know that there's so many of us that appreciate the long hours and the time that you and your staff and all your guests have put in to give the rest of us more divine wisdom and knowledge.
Thank you, Connie.
And my question for you is, whenever there's breaking news on the weekend, do you send out a text or any way that we can know, or do we just have to?
Great question. Thank you. We just cleaned up our email alert list, and so we're going to be resuming email alerts because we wanted to clean those up and not spam people. But yes, if there's breaking news, I usually jump on, as I did when it broke out in Israel in that morning with Aaron on October 7th. That Saturday morning, I broke out on the news there at worldviewtube.com. All right. Thank you, Dr. Woods. Thank you, Aaron. Stay tuned for Crosstalk. Take care, folks.
This has been Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House. CDs are available by calling 1-800-729-9829. Or to hear an MP3 file of this or earlier programs, go to worldviewweekend.com. Views expressed may or may not be those of Worldview Weekend, VCY America, or this station. This program is a public affairs presentation of worldviewweekend.com and is heard weekdays on VCY America.
Hello, I'm Brannon House, and we are coming to the end of 2023, which means the end of the year giving is such a big part of our budgets for the next year, 2024. So please consider going right now to WVWFoundation.com and making a contribution of any amount. That's WVWFoundation.com. You will also find our mailing address there, which is WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. Again, that's P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, 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 Tennessee 38027. You can also call during normal business hours, 901-610-3186, and make a contribution over the phone. That's 901-610-3186. Again, 901-610-3186. Thank you for supporting the WVW Foundation so we can continue to push out Christian worldview programming free of charge as a ministry of WVW Broadcast Network and WVW Foundation. WVWFoundation.com. Thank you.